Lord, we bless this offering. Unlock the wells in people's personal finances, Holy Spirit. As they're generous, even a place of sacrifice, right now I pray for an unlocking of the wells, oh God, of heaven over them, Lord Jesus. Oh, well, financial generosity is the first step towards stepping into kingdom breakthrough in your own life. In the kingdom, you give away one piece of pie and two come in its place. In the world's economy, you're trying to get because you think if you give away, you're going to lose. But in kingdom generosity, there's an increase, there's an expansion with generosity. How are you guys doing tonight?
A few nights ago, the Lord just started giving me this prophetic word over South Africa, and I wanted to share it here. I was worshiping, and I had this vision of the ocean. Actually, back up, sorry. It started with this big water spigot, and it was like the knob of this, the turning knob of this big, huge water spigot, and it was up in the heavens, and I saw God's hand on the spigot, and he was turning, and it was bright, bright blue, and it was turning the spigot, and as he was turning the spigot, I saw what looked like this massive dam just totally gush and just break open. Ah! It just broke open over South Africa. And as it broke open, it came as just waves like the ocean. And the waves just kept coming in one by one by one by one. And as each wave hit, people were running into the wave and just taking what was needed from that wave. And I saw the waves had different names, and it had blessing, and it had finances, and it had family, and all of these different waves were just kept coming in one by one. And then I saw lightning bolts, and it was like this lightning shocking energy was going in, into the sea, and it was going all over South Africa. And it was running through the different, like the southern part of Africa. And then from there, it went eastward. And it went in, and I heard Istanbul, and I heard Turkey, and Istanbul is Turkey, but I saw it go eastward, and it was going out, and these electric currents were going, like shooting out, shooting out really, really quickly, eastward, and then it circled back around, and I saw the colors of all the different nations in South Africa. And like, not nations, in the African continent, sorry. And all the different countries in the southern tip of Africa had different colors. I could see the outlines of their shapes. And it all came together and formed this big, huge heart. And I just really felt like this massive release of just explosive power and creativity was being released in the southern hemisphere of Africa. So I just wanted to share that with you, if that resonates with you. Father, we just thank you just for just the waves of your glory, the waves of just refreshing and intimacy, God, that you are pouring over and releasing over this nation to the uttermost parts of the world. In Jesus' name.
Whoa. So I want to encourage you guys to take the teachings of the last few days and take them into your life. Don't let this just be a blessing weekend. Let it be a building weekend in your life. That means you take those things and you work them into your life. You can have an encounter here, but if you don't flush it out, it's just something you remember back then, but you can't manifest in your everyday life. So take the keys of joy and work them into your life. Take the keys of the Father's heart and out of that place of intimacy with Jesus, and not letting fear be in your life, and not letting fear hold you back, and work those into, you know, your life. And I guarantee 6 months from now, you will be a completely different person. Your circumstances will have completely revolutionized. You'll have a higher level of hope. You'll have more joy. You'll have more breakthrough. You'll have more strength. You'll have more peace. Those are kingdom keys. Those aren't just good concepts. That's the kingdom key. And I want to talk just a little bit tonight, and then we'll just pray for some folks. I want to talk on identity, and you know, one thing that we've learned when we started our supernatural schools is you can teach people the prophetic, signs and wonders, healing, all of those wonderful things, and they can lose it within 3 months after the training. Even though they walk in it, they see it come through their hands. A lot of people can go on a missions trip and they have these wonderful encounters. They see people healed. They, you know, those things are all wonderful ways of accelerating a breakthrough. But if we don't tag all those things to a piece of identity, then it's not sustainable. Identity is absolutely the key to sustaining anything in your life, because if not, joy and healing and the breaking fear all becomes an effort. All becomes a work. All becomes another principle that you're trying to work out with all your other principles. And it becomes overwhelming. It becomes toil. Before you know it, you're not operating in any of them. Jesus himself, before he had done one bit of ministry, in Matthew and Luke, and you know, we know the passage, but let me just read it again for our benefit. You know, Matthew 3, heaven's open, Spirit of God descends, a voice says, this is my Son, whom I love, with him I'm well pleased. Why did Jesus need to hear that? Everything that Jesus did came from that place of revelation. After that, everywhere he went, he operated as a Son of God. He says, I only do what I see the Father doing. He operates, this is what the Son of God does. What happens the very next moment in Matthew chapter 4? He was led into the desert and by the Spirit of God and was tempted by the devil. And the first thing the devil says, if you're the Son of God, then prove it. The devil begins to, what is he's doing? He tries to get Jesus into works and toil over what God already said he was. If you are really the Son of God, prove it. If you are really a man of God, then let's see some more healings. If you really are a worshiper, then you ought to be worshiping more fervently. I mean, just twist it just a little bit. If you're a good father, then why is this happening to your children? Trying to shift your identity was after Jesus' identity, and he was trying to put the question if in there right at the start. Like, you're not really that. When the Father said, you are the Son of God. I am well pleased with you. Well, if God is pleased with you, if you really are, then you ought to do something to show that you really, he's pleased with you. Everything comes out of identity. In Luke chapter 4, it says this, Jesus comes into the full of the Spirit. He's led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted for 40 days. And when he was finished being tempted by the devil, it says he comes out, returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread everywhere. So you go in, when God releases identity into you, you might be full of the Spirit. It might ignite you. You might have a weekend like this where you have an encounter with God. God speaks to you. You're excited. Your spirit's alive. You're, wow. Identity is always a promotion. The Father speaking over you is always a promotion. I always know I'm getting promoted two ways. When the Father releases fresh love over me and then when I get accused by the enemy. I know an increase of anointing and promotion is coming, so I'm excited either way it comes. And most of the time, it's both coming at the same time. But look at Jesus. He's tempted. He doesn't give in. He doesn't get into toil. He stays in a place of rest. This is, yes, I am the Son of God. No, I'm not going to turn that into bread. No, I'm not going to bow down so I can get the kingdoms, because I'm already going to get the kingdoms just because I'm his son, Son of God. If you're the Son of God, you know, if you want the kingdoms, then bow down to me, worship me, and I'll give them all to you. No, no, no. Away from me, devil. And what happens at the end of that testing period where his identity's being tested, it says Jesus comes out in the power of the Spirit. He went from fullness to power as he stood in that place of identity. And then the people are marveling. They said, what words are these? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out. Remember the sons of Sceva? They were trying to cast out demons. In Jesus' name, who Paul is preaching. See, they didn't have their own personal identity in God. And the devil recognized that. They just have a principle. They know how to use the method of deliverance, but they don't have a revelation themselves. And the devil just goes, pew! God always speaks identity to us before we're manifesting that identity. In the kingdom, you're a warrior before you've won a battle. In the world, you win battles, then you're a warrior. God always puts it first. He gives us everything we need first. But then we have to manifest what he has given. We have to steward it. You know the story about Gideon. He's threshing in a cave. He's hiding. He's afraid with everyone else. And an angel comes and says, mighty warrior. So who? What? What? You're talking to the wrong person. Mighty warrior. Gideon takes a long time wrestling with his identity. If God's with us, then why is this happening? But he slowly begins to take the mighty warrior word and he needs some signs. He needs some, you know, some things. He just doesn't quite believe it yet. And he has to take on his family's house before he can get breakthrough to take on a large battle. Before you're going to get influence over nations, and you've got to take on your brothers first. David, before he could face Goliath, had to face his brothers. You're just an arrogant son. You're just an arrogant brother. You've just come here to spy out. Who do you think you are? See, his brothers are trying to put him back into an old place of identity. And he says, no, I'm not going to listen to you. Because I know who God says I am and I know who my God is. Gideon has to face his giants in his family, and he's so afraid he does it at night. But at least he's taking him down. And you notice something. Gideon goes through this whole process and he rallies a troop together. He finally rallies and it comes down to a place of 300. And you know what? The declaration is to release the victory is says, guys, there's hundreds of thousands of enemies there. It says, guys, when I say the word, you're going to raise your trumpets. You're going to blow. You're going to break the glass. And you're going to say a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. He had finally come to grips with his identity. A lot of people say, well, it's only God, brother. Sounds good, but it's false humility. If it was God, it'd be way better, by the way. There's nothing prideful in saying a sword for the Lord and for Keith.
Come on, Keith.
Sword for the Lord and for Steve. Who's with me? It's not a prideful thing. I'm Dad's son. He's not insecure in his identity. The Father reaffirmed to Jesus, if God's got to reaffirm to Jesus his identity more than once, then we certainly need it. Three times at least, Jesus, you know, comes up into this place. He's, you know, transformed into light. And then the Lord comes down again. This is my son, whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him, guys. He's the son of deity. Two or three times he speaks over Jesus' identity. Jesus operates from that place. I am the son of God. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Everything I do comes from that identity. I remember some years ago I received a prophetic word in a meeting and said, the Lord is changing your name from much afraid to man of courage. That was back in the time where fear was my friend. And when I received that word publicly, it can't be true because I know who I am. I know what I struggle with. But I took that prophetic word home and I said, this is the word of the Lord for me. And I began to wrestle with it. I began to confront fear. I began to step out and face my rejections, go after seeing people heal on the streets and get bat down. No, I'm a man of courage. That means I stand in the face of fear and I have faith. I've had an identity for a long time of being a warrior. Keith literally means meant for battle. So I've always known I've been meant for battle. It's my identity, but it needed an upgrade. Because I had more of a revelation of my identity as like a Rocky. Rocky was like our hero. It's like 15 rounds, he takes on this guy that's bigger and badder, and he keeps getting up, but he gets smashed down, but he gets up, he's smashed. He's known for perseverance, but he never wins a thing. He's a good warrior. The Lord said, Keith, I want you to change your name from, you know, a warrior to more than a conqueror. Not just a good fighter anymore. So I go, thanks for the upgrade. I'll fight with that one. I'll hold on to that. Because the Lord is the Word. Word is literally has life to it. Everything that we have is created from the Word. So when God speaks something to it, it has everything in that word, in that prophetic word, to become reality in your life. When you get a prophetic word, a lot of people say, thanks for the encouragement, Lord. When are you going to bring it to pass? I am looking always through every word that's given to me. Sometimes there's words that leap out off me. This is who you are, Keith. You're a man of influence. And usually the Lord's speaking to an area that I need shored up in my life. I need increase. I'm struggling with. And he speaks the identity. This is who you are. Now I have to agree with it. Yes, this is who I am. I begin to declare over myself with the prophetic words that I'm a man of influence. I stand before kings and government leaders. I have an apostolic authority in nations. I begin to declare that within a month I was standing before kings and governments and national places. I come from a very small town. The identity opens the door. And when you get in front of kings, if your identity is not secure, you're wowed by them and you will not be able to influence anybody you're wowed by. So I had to begin to declare, I stand alongside of kings. Yes, I honor them, but I stand alongside of them with God's authority. Together we're setting the course of history. I'm shoring up. It's not an arrogance. All identity comes out of the revelation of Christ. More than a conqueror is who Christ is. Now Christ releasing that in a prophetic word is, that's a piece of Christ. I can grab a hold of that. It's God's word. It's who God is. That's why getting a revelation that you're a new creation is so critical. We're new creation, and in 2 Corinthians 5 is literally another creature. The old is gone, the new has come. A whole new identity has been given to you for free at the start. The fullness of God was in Christ, and in Christ you've been brought to fullness. I am a son of deity. Before, I can only hold my breath under the water for 30 seconds. Now I have gills. A complete different identity. I have been, before I was a human, now I am a life-giving spirit. It's not a nice cliche to make you feel better, all those things in the scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am a son of God. He was the first, I'm the second. He's my dad. The son of a king is still a king. He's going to be the king. He's the king of all kings. Now we're not struggling over who's the source come from, where the power flows from. I know the power flows from him. So this is not a matter of arrogance. This is not New Age. That's the difference between us and New Age. New Age says it's within me. I know it comes from Christ. But he has no problem. He's generous. He's secure in himself. He wants to share with us the kingdom. He's a sons and fathers doing it together. He wants to inherit the earth together, and he can only inherit the earth together with sons of God, not sons of humanity. Creation is waiting for you to get a revelation that you're a son of God, a daughter of God. That's why I have to change the language sometimes, because if you heard it so long, it's lost its impact. I'm a son of deity. I'm a son of the Spirit of God. I'm a new creation. My daddy's not human. However it is, I'm trying to get my heart wrapped around it. Anything that I can see in him, immediately I manifest as myself. He is a father of nations. I am a father of nations. I'm a new creation. The Father with all the heart for the whole world is inside of me. I am a father of nations. He is the God of power. He's not a God of talk, but power. The kingdom of God is not talk of power. That's who God is. I am a son of power. I move in power. Wherever I go, signs and wonders happen. Heavens open. Kingdoms shake. Devil has to flee. I am a son of God. I don't have to try. I manifest his glory because he's in me. Wherever you go, demons ought to be manifesting on people in the taxis and buses. Because you know who you are. You're supposed to rest in identity. Not try to prove your identity. I am God's son. He's happy with me. He's pleased with me. If I have a hard time getting around that, then I go, Christ is in me. It's no longer I lives. It's Christ that lives. Now the Spirit of Jesus is crying out to me, Daddy, Daddy. I am God's son. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is in me. I am God's son. Jesus is speaking from within me. I'm God's son. I'm speaking. I'm God's son. Sounds like heresy, doesn't it? Good. You can't sustain a healing anointing without a revelation that the healer's inside of you. That the one who cares for people is inside of you. That's why your upbringing is such a big deal. The enemy tries to create your identity when you're young. He tries to put you in boxes and say who you're not, and your parents and your kids. The best that they do molds you in certain places. Jesus' brothers and mother did not fully understand his identity, but Jesus got to a point where he would not allow them to determine what he was doing. With honor. You can value but disagree. David had to go through it. Joseph had to go through it. Joseph needed to learn some wisdom in his identity. I am the one you will all bow down to. He had a dream from the Lord. The Lord was speaking his identity. You have a leadership calling on him. He just didn't use the wisdom on declaring it. So your declaration is not for anyone else's sake. It's for your sake and the Lord's sake. It's not about going around, no, I'm a prophet. I need a place. Your gift will make room for you if you really are. You won't have to say it. I'm not declaring these identities out to impress anybody. I'm not using them to try to open any doors. They're for my sake. I put them up on my mirror. I declare them over myself. This is who God says. I have tons of prophetic words. I've taken them and I've searched. This is who God says I am. I've crafted identity statements. And then I get to that place where I'm secure, and then the Lord releases a whole other set of prophetic words in my life because he's upgrading my identity. So I take those and I craft those and I go to a higher place. Till the fullness of the glory of the Lord covers the earth. There's more identity for us to have. I'm a son of God. I'm a father. if I'm having a hard time fathering my children, if the enemy's whittling me down, you're not doing enough, you're not being enough, then I come into the identity. The Father is inside of me. I am a good father. The Father's a good father. I'm resting in a place of security. Even if the proof is not there yet. The enemy try to whittle you down with shame. You're not doing good. Any of those places that doesn't have an identity is going to knock you out of your authority. My identity is not based on my performance. My performance will eventually line up. I began to declare over myself, I am a resource to the body of Christ when I had no resources. I felt an identity, a poverty identity of neediness. If I can only get from somebody. I can only get a handout. The Lord says, I want to break that, and you want to break a poverty spirit. Because that word poverty literally in the Old Testament means to self-abase, to have a lack of identity, to not know who you are. All poverty is rooted in a lack of value, a lack of identity. You want to see your nation transformed. You want to see yourself transformed. It's a value issue. It's not a, if I only get a better job, if someone else notices, that's nothing. That's not the issue. You can get a better job, but you'll immediately be demoted if you don't know your value. As your gift will make room for you. It's been proven you can take all the money away from every wealthy person in the world and redisperse it, and within 5 years it'll be back in the same hands again. Because wealthy people understand something about acquiring because they're valuable. It's not an arrogance. No. They understand something. Whether or not they've acknowledged Jesus in it, there's a principle that works. Not saying all wealthy people are honest, but I'm saying a vast majority of them do understand this. So I had to begin to declare over myself, I'm a wealthy resource. I have things to give. And then I begin to find what were those things. I begin to struggle to bring those things forward in my life. And there's a gap between the reality of me being a resource and the Word. But the Word that I'm declaring, the gap begins to get closer and closer. Begins to be more and more normal because the Word is life. It is real. And when I declare it, it begins to become reality in my life. I begin to be more secure in that area. You have marriage problems. Declare of yourself you're a good spouse. Find it in the Word. However it is, you're going to attack that thing. If you have financial problems, begin to declare over yourself who God says you are in that area. Everything is settled in identity. An identity that is sustainable has to be rooted in Christ. It's not my identity in the end. It's Christ in me. Daddy's well pleased with me. He's happy with me. Before I do a thing, I'm his son. My highest identity is I'm a son that he's well pleased with. Before I've done anything, Father says to Jesus, that's my boy in whom I'm well pleased. He hasn't done a thing. My identity is not based on my performance. But after the Father declares it, I begin to move in it. Just because it's who the Father says I am. It's why when I'm raising up my children, we're not raising our children to the lowest denominator. We're not holding people accountable to the lowest denominator anymore. We're holding them accountable to their highest denominator. When my children mess up, we say, son, daughter, you're too good to be acting that way. You're a prince. You're a princess. This is who you are. Get off that. Get up the ground. This is really who you are. This is a kingdom principle, because my kids will say, no, that's not who I am. I'll say, yes, it's who you are. Because the enemy's assaulting them everywhere they go. My daughter's struggling in public school. I won't put her in Christian school because I've trained her to be a warrior in the public place. She's getting the tar beat out of her. She's having difficulties, and she wants to just get out of school. And I say, daughter, you are a leader. You're a person of influence. People want to follow you. You've got to stop thinking that they're better than you and they got more. This is who you are. You're a princess. You're a woman of authority. I'm fighting for her to begin to believe it. And it takes fathers. Fathers release identity. Fathers bring identity and security. That's why you have to have fathers restored to the sons to break the curse off the land. What's the curse on the land? A financial curse. The curse on the land will be broken as the fathers rise up and begin to declare over the sons, this is who you are. You're too good to be acting that way. You have a great destiny. You have a great calling on your life. Come on, rise up. All homosexuality is rooted in lack of identity. Fatherlessness, misunderstanding about who they are. All sin is rooted in a wrong identity. That's why the revelation of Christ is so important. You're a new creation. The fruit of having Christ in your life is self-control. You are self-controlled. It's not something you do, it's who you are. You are pure. You are free. You are love because Christ is in you. That's who Christ is. Christ is love. Christ is free. It's no longer you who lives. It's Christ who lives in you. You have to begin to agree with it. You can resist all you want. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be angry. Ah! Or you can begin to declare, I'm the patient one. I'm the patient one. Whatever you're looking at, you're becoming. Went to the doctor, and the doctor just gave me a normal checkup. He says, you're doing good, Keith, but watch out for cheese and eggs just a little bit so your cholesterol won't get high. What's the first thing I do when I get home? Gotta have cheese and eggs. Gotta have cheese and eggs. Gotta have cheese and eggs. I'm gonna resist it. I'm gonna resist it. Oh! You know how I've started turning that around in my life? I put a picture on the wall. It's got my face, and the body is the body of this huge buff dude. And I look at that and I declare, I am strong. I just declare as Joshua, you know, in the scripture of Joshua, this is who I am. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I have longevity in me. I'm looking at my identity. She's noticed. She wants bigger chest, but she knows my arms are bigger. Everything starts from identity. The law is all about performance. It says in Romans 7, you know, the law said, do not covet. Do not commit adultery. But what ends up happening is adultery ends up happening. I'm not going to covet. That's not who I am. I used to fight some things. It's like, you know, you get it from your family line. You have these things in your family line, and this fear is planted in there. It's trying to create your identity. Your father did this. Your grandfather did this. Your uncle did this, and this is who you're going to be. And you're resisting. No, I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to fall into that. I'm not going to do that. And it's pounding on your door. It's pounding on your door. It's coming. And you're just resisting. You're resisting the devil. You're in the devil's territory. You got to unhook the hook and come up a lot higher. I'm a son of deity. My daddy's pure. The fruit of having him in my life is self-control, love, peace, kindness. It's not an effort. It's who I am. Move it from a 12-step program to a one-step program. Identity. That's the whole battle, getting us to believe and begin to declare who God says we are. It's not just declare it one day, it's declare it until you fully manifested it. You need fathers and you need people and you need friends in your life that believe in you too. You need to hold each other accountable. I hold each other accountable to people's prophetic words. I remember people's prophetic words more than they do, even though I give a lot of them out. I go 2 years later and I'll see someone, I'll say, you're this, and then, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I say, man, you missed the whole point of the prophetic. You're despising the prophetic word. Thanks for that encouragement. I need another one. No, no, no. God keeps telling you the same prophetic word over and over again. That's not like a blessing. That's like you're not getting it. Oh man, God's given me it 7 times. I'm gonna, you were supposed to get it the first time. But God's gracious. He was with Gideon. He's with all of us. We need it several times, but he keeps speaking it until we agree with it, until we begin to manifest it, until we believe it. Shifts who you are. Proclaim good news to the poor. What's the good news for those who lack value and identity? You're valuable. You have an amazing purpose. You have an amazing destiny. Your daddy's pleased with you. He's overwhelmed with you. He can't get enough of you. You're amazing. You're a daughter of royalty. You're a daughter of royalty. Do you know that? What's your name? Crystal? You shine like the stars. You were meant to shine. You're a princess. You're royalty. You have what it takes. God's given you a voice for this hour. He's called you to stand in front of key leaders and government officials and declare the goodness of God. You're a woman whose gifts makes room for them. You have a Joseph anointing. You have an excellent spirit upon you. You're not just a little administrator. You're a person of authority. You're a person that has a voice. You have a person of people's influence. They trust your words. You're a watchman on the wall. God has given you a powerful identity. You have a prophetic calling on your life. You have eyes of fire. You've been set apart. You're pure. You're not trying to get a promotion. God is going to promote you from glory to glory because that's who He says you are. You don't have to please man. You don't have to try to get in all the right doors and try to get everyone to notice you because daddy's already pleased with you. He's already planning to promote you. Don't look down in shame. Kings look in other kings' eyes. Not with intimidation, but with security. This is who I am. It's not arrogance. It's perfect humility to agree with the Father. I remember if I shared this story, but our senior leaders, Deb Crone, she's a professional painter and she has some of her paintings in Buckingham Palace, or not her paintings, but someone that's near, that we know that's in the same gallery, paintings in Buckingham Palace. And so this person's paintings are very valuable, worth a lot of money. And so I was asking, you know, I was just asking the lady in the art gallery, how come these paintings were so valuable? And sorry, I'm taking a long time to get this story out. But so this is because this person started painting royalty and now it's, you know, it's valuable everywhere they go. And you're the painting that God painted. And when He painted you, your value went up so high. Not only are you so valuable, but He's the one that paid the price to buy your painting to put it on His wall. And He paid with His Son's life. He didn't pay the lowest denominator, the cheapest price. The King painted you in His image And then he bought you with his own blood. Declared your incredible value. Your royalty. It's a kingdom. Your daddy's the king of all kings. You're one of the kings he's king of. You can't access the kingdom without a revelation that he's king. And you're his son and daughter. He's well pleased with you. Declare it with me right now. I'm a son of deity. My daddy is pleased with me. I have what it takes. I am fearless before my enemies. I'm more than a conqueror. Why don't you stand up? I'm just going to release it a little more. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm a new creation. Someone like me has never been seen before. I'm completely valuable. Bought with a price. I'm a princess. I'm a prince. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a person of joy. I'm a person of power. I'm a person of influence. I stand amongst other kings. Together we set the course of history. Kingdoms shake when I walk in. God's kingdom comes when I walk in. Devils flee when I walk in. I'm daddy's child. He is so happy with me. He is so pleased with me. Wow. Oh. Do that for a month. Take that as your medicine every morning for a month. And build your own identity statement out of your prophetic words and out of the Word of God, however you need to find it. Whatever area that you're weak in, assault it with identity. Find everything in the Word that God says you are and everything that Christ is. If you can see it in Christ, then it is in you. And begin to manifest, begin to break that thing. You want to see a dream come to pass? Dreams don't come to pass. Well, first because you want to go after a dream, dreams come to pass first because you have an identity. If you want to do this, first you have to connect it to an identity. My hands are fully loaded. I lay hands on the sick. They recover. I lay hands on dead people. They rise up. The Spirit of Christ is in me. I am alive in Christ. Nothing separates me from love. I am a resource. Poverty is not my friend. I'm a valuable person. Money comes my way because I'm a good steward. My daddy's the king of all kings. He's a wealthy king. I'm a wealthy son. I'm a wealthy daughter. I'm a worthy and valuable child of the king. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror. There is no enemy on God's battlefield because they have been defeated. And I am in Christ. Powers have been disarmed and defeated. Wherever I go, there's open doors of favor and influence. I'm accepted. Promotions come my way. Doors are opened. I'm brought up in the king's chambers. I'm a man of favor and influence before God and man. I am God's son and daughter. He's well pleased with me. This is not pride, this is perfect humility. I know religiosity hates this kind of language. It accuses people of being prideful when they begin to step into this. But let me tell you something, when you belittle the painting, do you honor the painter? If I look at this painting and say, whose painting is this anyways? Ah, that's rubbish. It's nothing. It's a worm. It's you're insignificant. Do I honor the painter? You're the painting that the painter created. When you dishonor yourself, devalue yourself, belittle others, you're dishonoring the King of Kings who created that person spectacularly, beautifully, and wonderfully. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Before you were formed in the womb, He knew you. He fashions you. He rejoices over you with singing. He likes you. He likes being around you. He likes little children. They can't do a whole lot for Him. Break that false humility off your life. Break that self-pity, that insecurity. Step into God. How much He values you. You're amazing. You're too good to be acting that way. Stop being harsh on the sin in your life that you're struggling with and start building up the side of you that God says you are. We're not saying we want to allow sin in people's lives and looseness, but I'm saying the way to freedom is not to assault it and feel bad about it. Speak to how God sees you. I am not an addict. I'm a man of purity. My eyes are fixed on the King. I'm self-controlled. I have what it takes. I'm prone to do right. Left on my own, I'm trustworthy. I'm a new creation. Whoa. Son of God, God lives in me. God doesn't look at impurity. I don't look at impurity. God loves people. I love people. I don't have to try to love people. I'm a son of God. Love flows out of me naturally. I don't have to try to be joyful. I am joyful because the joyful one lives inside. I'm a person of joy. I see the eggs cracking. Shells cracking, the creations of Christ rising, birthing, breaking forth. No one else can crack your shell for you. You got to break out by beginning to believe it and begin to declare it and begin to release it. That's how you break out of that shell of false identity and conformity, and you begin to step into your God identity. I can speak it over you. Many people can speak it over you as fathers. You can be prophesied over. But until you agree, you will not step into it. Until you begin to declare it, you'll not step into it. If only they would give me a promotion. No, no, no. If they gave you promotion, you couldn't handle it. Your gift will make room for you. If you operate in your God-given identity, there'll be so many promotions, you'll have to choose which one. I want you to put your own name in this as we release this. A sword for the Lord and for. We're going to declare it over our life. I want you to declare it over that thing that you need victory in. Because it's Christ, a sword for Christ who's inside of me. Remember the revelation that Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you're the Christ. And Jesus said to Peter, and you're a rock. When Peter got a revelation of Christ, the revelation that Christ was the ultimate rock, then out of that revelation, God released back to Peter that his word, you know, his name Peter means little rock. You're a chip off the old block. You got a revelation that I am the ultimate rock, and now you're going to manifest what it is to be a son of a rock. As you see him, so are you. You're changed into his image as you see his, as you reflect him, as you see him in a mirror. You're changed from glory to glory. Every time you see him, you can manifest him. You don't just see him and get wowed by him. As you see him as the healer, you manifest in yourself. As soon as I see him, I know I have that now. I don't even have to enter into it. I can read a book and I hear about somebody who, a great revivalist of the past, who would just look across the room and he would see they're ready to be filled with the Spirit, they're ready to be filled with the Spirit, they're ready to be filled with the Spirit. And without anything, I receive the impartation and I go and say, bang, be filled with the Spirit, bang, be filled with the Spirit, bang, because I see it now. Just like them, I received an impartation of identity that they were operating in and I immediately begin to operate in it. That's why we receive from one another. That's why the Bible says we need a revelation of the inheritance in the saints, the identity in the saints, the incredible views of God that are in the saints, the pieces of Christ that are everywhere. The fivefold purpose is until the saints are operating in the fullness of Christ on earth, every aspect of the Godhead manifested to his people. The greatest army that's ever going to be seen is coming forth from you. All creation is waiting for you. Poverty will be broken. Land problems will be broken. Every corruption will be broken. There will be peace again. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God, and he will reign. When you get a revelation that this is your land, you're a king, and he's the king of you, and you're going to make this his. The mountain of the Lord will grow up as chief amongst all the mountains. You are the mountain of the Lord. It will be chief amongst all the mountains. And the nations will come to it. They'll say, teach us his ways. They'll beat their swords into plowshares. No longer will nation take up war against another nation. When you get a revelation that the kingdom of God is already within you, the king is already within you, the pearl of great price is the king, and he's within you. The Holy of Holies is within you. You must be pretty amazing for the Holy of Holies to reside within. The glorious one decided to take up residence inside of you, the body. You must be pretty amazing. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yes, you, 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 you. There's neither male nor female, Greek nor Hebrew, rich nor poor. We're all one in Christ. Your identity is not linked to your heritage. It's not linked to your color. It's not linked to your, you know, male or female. It's not linked to your past. Paul says, I don't boast in any of those things. Those are all dung. All the things that I did good are dung. All the things I did bad are dung. It's all Christ. My identity is Christ. Well, I'm just an Italian. We have an anger problem. No, you're not an Italian. You're a son of God, even higher than you're an Italian. Well, you don't know what kind of addictions were in my family and what I've come. I don't matter. You were born into a greater family. A greater bloodline is in you. And as soon as you start agreeing with it, you'll begin to manifest a greater bloodline. I want to release an impartation to you. I would like to have Pastor Steve and Janet and James and Nigel and my wife and whoever else you want to do. I feel like I want to just release an impartation of power over people. I want to just release that, and we'll see if we go into healing in a minute, but I feel like we need to do this first. An endowment of power. This is supernatural. This is not just some nice little thing you can learn. Words are life. I want you to realize this is not just a a pump-up session. This is not just something that makes you feel better and then you go back down to your... No, this is reality, but you've got to take this weapon of who God says you are. You got to take it out into your circumstances, in your home when no one else is around, and you got to open your own well up. It's one thing to enjoy someone else's well. It's another thing to dig your own well up. What happens if a 300, 500 of us came to church and we're carrying our well in with us? We're already conquering our land at home. What would it look like when we came together? These are not just the mighty men and women of God up here. Every one of you are. We're going to lay hands on you, and then you're going to lay hands on one another. Whoa. Spirit of God comes through hands. You know what, I think the best way to do this is let's just get two lines. Let's get half this way and half this way. And let's have everyone will come through. So this half of you guys get on that side. And this is going to be an identity increase line. You're going to come and get an infusion of the Spirit of God over you and who God says you are. A spirit of fire to ignite your identity. So if you want this, if you want that upgrade, I want you just to start walking through this line. Come on this way. Be filled. Ho! Fire! 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 To ignite the identity of Christ. To ignite the identity of Christ. Fire on you. To break off hopelessness. Fire on you. Shaka! Sha! Fire on you. Fire on you. Oh! Whoa! When you're done, I want you to just go. If you have a piece of paper, if you have a phone, if you have something, I want you just to start writing out who God says you are. So you leave this place. Write down a couple of those identity pieces. We may pray for the sick after this. We're going to go see how this goes. Oh! Fire! 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 Son of God! Fire! Sha! Fire! 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 Whoa! Sit in it, soak in it. When you're done getting prayed for, soak in who God says you are. Sit there and hear Him speak over you fresh. This is who you are. Let Him speak to you after you're done. This is who you are. This is who I said. You're a person of power. You've been a dude with power. When you're done being prayed for, go lay hands on someone else yourself. You're a person of power. You're a person of authority. Activate someone waiting in line. fire. 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 Just an impartation of fire. Just an impartation. Let's keep people moving through. Keep people moving through. Whoa! There's an angel of healing right there. Shakabala. Expect to be healed as you walk through this line, because you are a person of healing. Some of you need to declare over yourself, you are a person of healing. You don't just need another prayer for healing. You are a person of healing. Perfect health is resident inside of you. The God of health is in you. As you walk through this line, you need healing. Just receive healing. The Lord's healing teeth. Irritated gums are being healed. Shoulder problems. Achilles problems. Lethargy and tiredness. The Lord is healing. Heart problems are getting healed right now. Your identity is being healed right now. Whoa! Nothing separates you from love. You are the loved one. You are the one God likes to hang around. You're a good father. Whoa, you're a father. You carry a father heart. Whoa! Wow, wow, wow. Whoa, woman of power and authority. Whoa! Who does God say you are? We can declare who you are, but when you break out of your shell is when you begin to declare who you are. When you begin to believe who you are, you believe God's what God says you are. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Beautifully and wonderfully made. Beautifully and wonderfully made. God doesn't make junk. You're a wild carrier of fire. A wild carrier of fire. A wild carrier of fire. Shah! Nothing separates you from love. Nothing separates. You're the woman that is not separated from love. You're the protected one. Whoa! Listen, a laying out of hands is not going to change you if you don't come out on the other end and begin to declare, this is who God says I am. You don't need the laying out of hands as much as you need to come out. This is who God says I am. God has empowered me. This is who I am. I am powerful. I'm endued with power from on high. Whoa! Whoa! That's the birthing of a warrior. That's the birthing of a warrior. Fire on you. Fire on you. Good son. Fire on you. Powerful, gentle father. Mighty warrior, gentle shepherd, signs and wonders, fire on you, powerful, creative daughter, good son, whoa, fire on you. Come on, fathers, impart. Impart. You're a father. Impart it. Fathers bring identity and security. mighty warrior. Mighty warrior. Sha! You carry a big sword. Daddy's well pleased with you. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Young revivalist. Whoa, daddy's love son. Daddy's love son. Whoa. Sometimes we complain because when we receive a prophetic word, God doesn't say a certain thing that we want reaffirmed in our life. It's because God expects you to already understand it and agree with it and walk in it, manifest it. He's speaking into an area that you need spoken into. Come on, fire. Fiery revivalist, come on. Excellent spirit. Wonders. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll ask what you will and it'll be done. If you allow the word of his identity to abide in you, God will manifest the reality of that identity in your life. If you abide in who he says you are, you will manifest the benefit of that identity. Daughter of God, daughter, 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 daughter of deity, creative daughter, number 4 of the CD. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Woman of healing. Signs and wonders. Powerful. Powerful. Secure. Worthy. Valuable. Joyful one. Signs and wonders. Holy crap. You gotta help be the catchers. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders, joyful carrier, fire, father of many, good son, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, successful business anointing. Creative, dancer, releaser, prophetic, carrier, fire, good friend. Mother of many. Hey, sir. Armor bearer, fire, releaser of joy, mother of men, pure daughter. Whoa! Worthy of love, valuable, fire, successful business anointing, father of many, people of royalty. Royal, is set apart, even highlighted by the king. People of royalty, people of influence, people of wealth and favor. Stand for kings. Good son. Whoa! Nations. Oh. world, carrier of the wine of heaven. Yes. Whoa. Come on, mighty warrior. Lion heart. Well-pleasing son. You're not rebellious. Oh, you're God's favored one. Fire. Mighty warrior, exploit signs and wonders. Shout! Daughter of the king. Whoa.